Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining us for your Go Home to Backlash SmackDown post show. I am Miss Kate Fabe. I'm Kate Elizabeth here with Alex Cardoza. How are you, Alex? How are we doing today?
I'm good. You know, what a go home show. What a crowd. We'll talk about all that coming up, but
the crowd was incredible. The show was extremely go homey, as to be expected, because it is a go home show. But guys,
I didn't know.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to get in your super chats. We're going to get in your humper chats at humperchats.com. We're going to remind you to leave a thumbs up on this video because it helps people find us in the algorithms. And we're also going to remind you to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Sean has been getting scoops even in an incredibly challenging week of his life. So we thank him for his hard work on that. News of Seth Rollins resigning came up. I think that was just yesterday. Things move so fast these days. On the free tier as well, the NXT releases, unfortunately, that occurred are posted. Anything that is injury related, anything that is release related, anything that is related to the sex trafficking investigation does go on the free tier. My monitor is being weird, so sorry if I am like fidgeting over here. But head over to FightfulSelect.com and subscribe. Best $5 in the business. But Alex, we've got a lot to get into. We kind of were talking about it before we went on air. Not the strongest SmackDown, but an absolutely incredible crowd when you do these European shows. And it always adds so much. What did you think kind of overall tonight?
There was some matches that had me scratching my head. Obviously we'll get into it, but other than that, like you mentioned before, when we said off the top of the show, I even told you before we got on, extremely like to the point type of show, you know, nothing came across that was like that wowed me. I will say this now, and I will get back to it at the end of the show. As great as the crowd was, it was a little bit distracting towards the end, and I'll just leave that at that, and then I'll get to it when we get to the final segment of the show.
Yeah, I'm a little more forgiving on crowds that hijack shows when they are doing things like haven't been there before, literally ever. But it did, it was very disruptive to the segment that we saw. And also, just out of being an American, not speaking French ignorance, I didn't know what they were saying. So I also had nothing to buy into for a lot of it. But we're going to get to all that and more. Feel free to get those chats in. Super, super hot crowd. I gotta say, very medium build to the pay-per-view, like very predictable card, very thin card. They've really gone to this 5-match format, but the enthusiasm really takes over these shows is Drinking at Moe's, who is so supportive of us, and we love them. You've done an appearance on their show, I believe.
I love him, yes.
Said, crap day at work, crap mood, but man, that France crowd was all over it tonight. Hope you all have a good weekend. Well, we thank you so much, and I'm sorry that you had a crap day and are in a crap mood, but it's the weekend, baby, so hopefully we're going to turn those bad vibes around, starting with your SmackDown post show. Absolutely love that. Van Twinblade saying the Bangs Bangs gang. I think that's more me and Denise. Denise has bangs now. She joined the Bangs side. I think we're the Bangs Bangs gang.
Can I get bangs too? Should I get bangs? Hold on.
You're going to have to. There you go. See, now you can join.
I got bangs too, friend.
You somehow now look like a little kid. Like, I don't know what that did, but you do. Clavicles. Like,
wait,
eight.
Not a good thing to talk about little kids and clavicles. Hold
no,
on.
No, yeah, we don't need to go there. No, but we will go to this chat from the Dockhausen. Doc Mueller, always so supportive of us. Check out his recaps too. I mean, subscribe to Fightful Select.
Doc is cool, man.
Fightful, but he has some really, really great recaps, does some fantastic writing over at Bleacher Report. Breaking
and you
case,
can hit
babe,
him up
here.
For tech support too.
I was gonna bust the gimmick down, but how good he is. Okay, he'll do your tech support and he'll write really incredible recaps of shows. But saying what's up, two of my faves. Tonight's show was a great example of how hot crowd elevates any show. Sure. Backlash should be fun. Definitely helped because this was not the strongest show, but I knew it was not going to be because of a couple things. One, it's a go home, and two, the draft goes into effect in 3 days, right? So we're not going to be launching anything new. We're not going to be starting anything by nature of a go-home show. And we're just handcuffed for this one. Definitely wasn't bad. And for the most part, what I'm asking for is, do things make sense? Things made sense. They were just extremely predictable, as I feel this card is tomorrow. But we'll get into all of that and more.
Mm-hmm.
And we start here with, again, something a little bit more on the predictable side, but a fun opening match. We see some earlier stuff of a lot of superstars getting out of cars in France here, but we get Bayley, Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill versus Damage Control and Tiffany Stratton. This was very fun because they leaned into Bianca and Bayley's history a lot in this. I loved the tension that was built out in this. Bayley always gets these monstrous reactions from European crowds too, which is so special. Absolutely loved this like Alabama slam from a cartwheel spot that Tiffany Stratton pulled. She also tagged in for a spine buster, which was nice just by nature because Tiffany is still on the main roster, like in her first few months here. I kind of had my eye on her, not more than anybody in the match, but I'm looking for what she could do in a little bit more proactive a way. And she's really, really fun in these. I really, really liked this opening match. And I thought it was a lot of fun. What did you think?
Yeah, same. Listen, if you're going to start a show off right, you start off with the women. If you're not going to be putting emphasis on the main event for them, you let them start the show off. Let them start off hot. These women are probably the women's division. WWE has gotten so hot as of late, you know, and it's taken some time to finally get it, you know, going. And I'm so happy that we're at the point where it's at now, you know, and they are killing it. I don't care what anyone says. I love women's wrestling.
Yeah, it's on fire right now.
Twitter knows that too.
Yeah, well, it's on fire across the industry right now, which is really nice. Like, I feel like the AEW women's division is in a healthier place than it's ever been. ROH is pretty much only women's wrestling. TNA is great. WWE is great. NXT gives women a ton of screen time. Would like to see the tag division make more sense and would like to see expanded screen time in the WWE side a little bit. But overall, like, just world-class women doing what they do best. And this was a great example of it. You had the faces getting the win here with Bianca Belair hitting the KOD. So some good stuff. Kim Gray saying, hi, my faves, the crowd was unreal. Now, here's the thing. The crowd was unreal. The fact that that's the thing everybody's talking about going into the pay-per-view is probably not good. Like, you want people to be talking about stories going into a pay-per-view. But I will say, it's like, it is certainly noticeable when you have a crowd that is that enthusiastic, that hot. It's wonderful. But like, we've had more chats about the crowd than anything else, and that's not great.
Send in your super chats about the crowd, baby.
Yeah, I mean, look, we'll take your money to talk about whatever, but
I love how like not subtle you are.
No. Give us your money. Give us your money. No, we always appreciate the support, however you want to show it. But it is always indicative to me when I'm like, we have our chat document that's organized by Luis, the best moderator in the whole wide world. Like, I can't even, like, he's like, oh, keep you safe from weirdos in the chat. I got you. Send you awesome New Japan memes. I got you there.
Yeah.
Keep all of your chats straight. I got you. Luis is amazing. But
talks to me sexy in Spanish. Boom.
Yeah, he'll do that too, I'm sure. I haven't requested it, but he tells me about CMLL, so he could even just do that. I'd be like, thanks.
That's sexy talking on his own, baby, talking CMLL. Let's go.
But when I look at our chat and he has every category broken down and there's like most of it's about crowd reaction stuff, that is indicative to me. Like there's like live crowd reactions that indicate things that are over. And to me, something that people are willing to pay money to talk about is something that's important. And if they're not talking about the stories, that's not the best. I will say Backlash very rarely has, I feel like, a plethora of great stories because the nature of it, like it's the Backlash of WrestleMania, yeah, basically. Right. So low expectations, high expectations for the in-ring though, because there's going to be some really great matches that I'm very much looking forward to tomorrow. But Tim McFall is saying money's for the Bang and Bangs and Mirror, Alex, what a crowd. Meh show, but Bianca, Bailey and Lashley Mello interactions were my favorite for sure. Bailey and Bianca, great stuff. Like the fact that they're on the same side here, like there's distrust from Bianca to Bailey because she has all of this history with all of Damage Control, and just because Bailey's nice now doesn't mean that she's just suddenly forgiven her. I like the complexity of these relationships. It makes for more interesting wrestling. We're going to talk about Lashley and Mello too, because I loved where they were going with that. But good stuff to kick off our show. Not so great bad wine and cheese jokes from Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. You know, even in this, Grayson Waller's got it. And Austin Theory to me, and I hate criticizing talent and not creative. So I don't mean to come across that way, because I think Austin Theory has a higher ceiling than he's being written creative for. But this is not it. Like, even in little things like this, I'm just like, this is just not who this guy is. Like, this is who Grayson Waller is. Grayson Waller is nailing this archetype. I think he's doing an excellent job. And Austin Theory, it felt like to me, after the US title, they should have taken him off and repackaged him. They've thrown it into this. He doesn't read as tag team champion. He doesn't read as comfortable. And he's great in the ring, and he's got a great look to him. I think if they could find him something that fits his wheelhouse a little bit more, they'd be better off. I think maybe after they drop the titles, maybe split these guys up, have a feud with them. Grayson Waller can kind of usher him through that a little bit. But even just in little backstage things like this, I'm like, man, it's not clicking. Like, Theory just doesn't have this piece of this working for him right now. But they say that they are the smoke. And I say, no, you're not. I think Montez Ford said, we want the smoke. And you are not the smoke, Grayson Waller. But some cheesy little jokes here, doing chicken shit heel stuff as you do. But your thoughts on this little video package that we got?
I'm with you. I'm 100% with you with the whole Waller and Austin thing. Like, I've been saying it. Have I not been saying it for months on here? What I wanted for Theory and where I wanted Theory to go and what I thought would be a good thing. And I mean, here we are months later still talking about it. So,
yeah,
you know, and again, from what I'm seeing with the Street Profits, they're kind of making their way back into title pictures. They're kind of being vocal again. I don't know if this is being done on purpose, if perhaps there's going to be a split where they kind of just go on their own again, you know, or if they're still going to be chilling with Bobby, but they're definitely now falling back in line to the original Street Profits that we know, you know. Yeah. So let's see where that goes.
Yeah, we do get a promo from them later just saying that they're gunning for those tag team titles. Montez Ford always jumping off screen. Angelo Dawkins being such a nice offset to Montez too, I think. And I agree with you. We're kind of getting back to what makes the Street Profits great. One thing that is really nice about them is they're a very easy team to heat back up. Like, they were ice cold. And it's like, if you just let those guys wrestle and give them a mic for a couple minutes, you are immediately invested again because those guys are so great. So it is nice to see them being made to feel important again. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more later. But some more love coming in from you guys. Thank you so much for the support. It's been a heck of a week and we appreciate you guys. And nobody more than Taylor, who's so wonderful to us, saying, "Hey, Kate and Alexis, I hope you're both great." Well, thank you. I'm doing all right.
We are. Yes. Thank you so much. Well, I can't speak for Kate. I'm sorry, Kate. I did not mean to speak to you for you.
No.
Don't body slam me and then drop kick me out of the second floor.
No promises about that. You know what? This has been a week where I'm extremely thankful for the crew that we have here at Fightful because Sean is going through. He's been very public about it, a very challenging thing and the loss of his grandmother. And this team just like is there. And it's been very rewarding to like see how many people are just like, we're just dropping everything and diving in and helping wherever we can.
And so, everyone has thrown their name in the hat to offer some type of help, whether it's on screen, behind the screen, anything. And it's indicative of who this brand, this company here at Fightful is and does. So
Corey Brennan, Rob Wilkins, like Kyler, just there's so many people that don't get as much love as they probably should behind the scenes because there's 40 people that your select money and your chats and all of that goes to.
Sure.
This week has been very illuminating in that and always is, but weeks like this especially. So I'm doing well and in very much a place of gratitude with things. But more chats from you guys because you're the best. Will Chisholm saying, look how many women superstars in that match. No Rhea, no Charlotte. I don't know who you were trying to type here. I'm guessing Becky based on keyboard placement.
Yeah, Becky. Yeah.
No, Becky. But yes, that is a very good point.
On the show, I figured it out.
No Becky on the show. Excellent. So you're right in that Rhea's a champion right now. Charlotte's one of the four horsewomen. She's out. Becky's one of the four horsewomen and a champion. She's not on the show, right? And there's still so much star power. It does feel like Damage Control has paid off as an angle as far as making other women feel important on the show. I'm excited to see what they do on Raw. I can only assume that they're going to lose tomorrow to Bianca and Jade, but that's gonna make Jade an even bigger star. So it's nice when you see those things start to pay off. I feel like if the titles are on Bianca and Jade, there's no way that they can't put effort into them, right? I have to tell myself that because these women's tag titles deserve love.
We'll see. They've been moved around for quite some time.
They have, and it's I feel like Jade and Bianca carry too much weight to not put an honest to God effort in. So let's hope so. But Kim Gray pointing out that last year's PR crowd was amazing too. It helps. They were unbelievable. And I know that was something that was very special to you. Your brother was there and
that's still my number one. Like, listen, tonight was great and whatever the case may be. They poured their heart out there. That's what the European crowd usually does when United States pro wrestling companies go out there and do their thing. But I don't know. It's not that I'm biased. It's not that I'm Puerto Rican and that I love what just happened there. Cause that crowd could have been flat and I would have told you straight up. It sucked, but there was something insane in the air that night last year.
Dude, I was like, let Bad Bunny win the title after that show. I was just like, I'm fine. Have him dethrone Roman. I don't care. That dude is the coolest person I've ever seen in my life. Like, ever.
He put his body on the line. He doesn't care. He knows he's doing this. He respects it, too.
It was that part. It was the incredible amount of respect he showed for it because he came out with the Raven shopping cart, right, for this, like, this street fight and the wardrobe for it. And just the way he was telling a story, I was like, this guy cares about storytelling in the ring and not just doing a bunch of moves. And to me, that is so, it warmed my heart that this guy had a sold out world tour in Puerto Rico and was like, but I want to do this thing. Like, I'm sure his publicist was like, know what you should go do?
Yeah,
a match, and you should with Damian Priest, like, go get your ass kicked. Like, I'm sure
you
that
should go
he
get
was
hit
like,
with a frying pan across the head.
Yeah, right before you go out and perform for hours a night every day for multiple weeks in a row. But it is those crowds are really special. We saw it at Clash at the Castle as well. I'm sure we're gonna see it again. But it is, I love that wrestling is a global sensation right now. It makes me so happy. Makes me so happy. Well, Chisholm chiming in on the A-Town Down Under promo saying, I think what hurts Theory is fans know he was a Vince guy. It's a curse. He had to go to the movies to be like, I'm trying to see what this says. Sorry. Don't get me started on Babyface Roman. I'm not sure where this is going. I think you were saying that like The Rock had to go to the movies for us to like him. I do think that, I mean, the golden egg debacle, the Vince behind him thing was not great. He did not have well-supported creative. If you are in a WrestleMania match with John Cena and you can't get over, you got to go back to the drawing board with that guy. That's how I feel about it. Like, he beat John Cena at WrestleMania and still did not feel like that guy is in line for a title shot. So, I just think they haven't found creative that truly fits for him. I thought he was good in The Way. I thought that stuff was good where he was more of a supporting cast member. If they could find a way to ease him that way in more on the main roster, I think that could be better. But
yeah,
Sir Brendo saying he sends his condolences to Sean during this hard time. We thank you so much for that. He's had an outpouring of support. And I know it means a lot. We've talked about it. I'm positive it does. So he sees it and he appreciates it so much. We move on to this Carmelo Hayes interaction with Bobby Lashley, and I loved what we got out of this segment. Carmelo Hayes is talking to Aldis, and he says he's happy to be at SmackDown. He lost, but he wants to keep the momentum.
Have you guys seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt, staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looked more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix it with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike the other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade, has hundreds of five-star reviews. I love the taste of this. I love the way that I feel after drinking it. I've never felt better. My digestion is smoother. Body looks leaner. I have energy all day. I just feel younger. And the flavor is so much better than other green drinks. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Every purchase is packed with a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, boost of energy, and overall a healthier body, go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Some going that he had off of that title shot, and he wants to enter King of the Ring. And here's what I love. Nick Aldis says, yeah, we can definitely talk about that. I love that since coming into this role, Nick Aldis has always had the balls to say, it's my show. Like, the Bloodline doesn't tell me what to do. Carmelo Hayes, this new hotshot kid, isn't going to tell me what to do. Because I feel like Adam Pearce, not that he doesn't have control of the show, but it's just a different dynamic where Aldis has like this cool, calm guy, authoritative tone about him. And even when he's like open to idea, he's like, yeah, no, let's talk about that. I love Nick Aldis in this role. I was firmly like, this guy should be in the ring. He still has so many years left in him. Like, how are you not utilizing him as an on-screen talent? I still think we might get to see that, but he is knocking it out of the park with this role. I absolutely adore it. And then we have Bobby Lashley showing up and not giving me a suit to this day.
So years later.
I'm on Carmelo Hayes' side in this one. Carmelo Hayes, you could send me some cool stuff. He's not like so much of a suit guy, But I feel like if Bobby Lashley hasn't sent me a suit for months, Carmelo Hayes could send me, he could just send me a t-shirt and I'd be happy.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But we have this very fun interaction here where Lashley congratulates Hayes on being on SmackDown and says, hey, anything you need, call me up. And Hayes says, no, man, I don't really need your help. I feel good about where I am. And Bobby Lashley says, you lost last week, reminder. And Carmelo said, when was the last time you shot your shot? Like, when was the last time you felt important on the show, Bobby Lashley? I thought it was really, really good stuff. And Bobby warns him to be careful about who he disrespects. I love him saying, it's not about shooting your shot. It's about making those shots count. Like, using Carmelo's yeah. own catchphrase back at him, I thought was really cool here. Very much into the idea of a feud with them, especially if Street Profits are going to be pursuing their own things a little bit here. Or maybe Carmelo needs some backup. I was really yeah. hoping we would have had Carmelo and Odyssey Jones. Odyssey Jones drafted not to SmackDown, but to Raw. So I don't think that's going to be the case. They had amazing NXT history, and I don't know why they haven't used Odyssey Jones in the past year. Mm-hmm. But some interesting developments. I really love where they're going with that. Might have been my favorite thing on the show tonight, honestly. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, you know what? Carmelo's going to be, if he's portrayed and kept the way I think he should be, and the way I think Triple H loves these guys, you know what I'm saying? He'll definitely be taking over that roster sooner than later.
I think there's a little bit more awareness of, if we're calling people up from NXT, we should probably yes. have a plan. I don't know if that's true yeah. for everybody in the draft.
But stands I think, out like, to me so much.
Yeah. Future WrestleMania main eventers are going to be called up with a plan, and I firmly believe that Carmelo Hayes is exactly that.
And not only that, but you're already in the ring with a future Hall of Famer with Bobby Lashley. Like, you're, you know, or not even in the ring yet, but, you know, kind of like just getting through this segment with him and being put into a position where you're going to show your skills. And who better? Bobby Lashley has been doing this for many years. I mean, I was a kid when I started watching Bobby Lashley. You know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy to know that he has these great talents that are able to uplift him and put him in a big place. I'm happy to see him where he's at now with Carmelo Hayes. Again, you guys smartened me up to him because I wasn't watching too much NXT
no,
a couple years, especially when it was like the weird 2.5 or whatever it was. Yeah. So yeah, I'm so happy to see where he's going to go, because I'm honestly a big fan of his ever since I started watching who he is and his matches.
He's a very, very special talent. If you didn't watch him in NXT, you have a lot to look forward to. I really do think he's a WrestleMania main eventer. And Alex, I would lay odds on such a thing. Okay.
How could we do that?
Bet. And I'll tell you where I would bet. I would bet on the internet, online, one might even say.
Oh my God.
I would want to do so in an informed way and go to the place that has the earliest betting lines in the game. And my God, if that's not Bet Online, I don't know what is.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here to tell you about BetOnline AG, the highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, 25-plus year track record, safe and secure online environments, payouts in minutes, the fastest in the industry. You can bet big with their high limits and rebet functionality, the earliest line, so odds open before the competition, the industry's best bonuses on every qualifying deposit, and we're talking on everything. Wrestling, they got it. MMA, they got it. Boxing, they got it. But hey, you know what? I know we're Fightful. We don't just live for that. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, racing, esports, anything you can think of. Not only that, this is exclusively where Fightful gets our lines from. If you hear us talking about lines on a prediction show or on our post shows, it is always from BetOnline AG. Please bet responsibly and only bet what you can. BetOnline.ag.
BetOnline AG made a huge investment in us. We always ask that if you're a betting fan or not, if you're participating or not, let BetOnline know you found out about them through us. It goes a long way. And helping our relationship with them. But legitimately, if you do participate in anything like that, and it's more than just sports, and it's definitely more than just wrestling, use BetOnline AG. They're great. They will help you make informed decisions and place those bets in a safe and secure way really good stuff. And with all the money, you're going to win with these great bets. We remind you to subscribe to FightfulSelect.com as well. The Drew McIntyre news. I see you, Dwayne. I see you, Rocky. All right. I see you out scooping us on the Drew McIntyre contract news with your Instagram post. But listen up. All right. It's about drive. It's about power. Sean gets scoops. Fightful devours. Okay. Relax. Sean puts in the work. He puts in the hours. And he takes the hours. Okay?
The host of the show, friends. She goes by Kate.
We did get confirmation, though, in some supplementary details for Drew McIntyre's contract that went up on FightfulSelect.com. Seth Rollins, there's going to be more to come. Obviously, Seth Rollins' wonderful wife, Becky Lynch, is one of the hottest assets in wrestling, probably one of the hottest free agent deals that are going to be locked down. We said own that fraud. That's right, Rocky. Didn't see you breaking the Seth Rollins news, did you? No.
Yeah.
And of course, the free tier too. You get access to the headlines that are on the paid tier, but injury news, sex trafficking updates, releases, which unfortunately there was an update on, also on the free tier. You will also get alternative post shows like me and Alex Pulowski, who did a Q&A earlier. Of course, our Q&A went 2 hours. Why wouldn't it?
Wow.
Everybody else's is like 50 minutes to an hour 10 or whatever. But Alex and I aren't scoopsters, so people just had questions like, Alex, why do you hate Chris Jericho so much? Or like, what got you into wrestling? So we talked a lot, but it was so much fun to do. But we'll also have an alternative backlash show to what is on the main, if you want to join me and Alex for that. The main channel will have Denise, Reg, and Phil Lindsay knocking that one out of the park. So subscribe to Fightful Select. There's a lot of really good stuff out there, a lot of scoops. I will just say on the NXT releases, Sean isn't here to contextualize them, and I don't think Corey's available either. But for the most part, they were NIL athletes that haven't really clicked into to television. So there's not a lot of familiar names unless you were watching probably like Level Up and very clicked into the NIL class. Always sucks to lose your job. We send our best to anybody affected. The names that were more familiar were Valentina Ferrois, who was on a little bit. She was with Lola Vice and a tag team. Boa, who was involved kind of months back and before the 2.0 era, was much more actively involved. And then Trey Bearhill, who seemed like a hot prospect, was among those releases. He was in the breakout tournament and looked like he might be heading down a more positive path than this. So those are kind of the more recognizable names on that list, but all of them we send our love to. It's never a good day to lose your job, and we hope the best for them. But you can check out more about that on the free tier. Also of note, Drew Gulak released as well. He was under an internal investigation as reported by Corey Brendan, I believe, after Ronda Rousey's comments. And he was released today as well. So stay tuned.
That's a crazy one. That's a crazy one. He's been
that
there
one,
a long time.
He has. He has. And if he was released after that long of a tenure, I don't want to speculate on anything, but probably not great. Probably not great is all I'll say. So stay tuned to that. There'll be more information as it rolls in. And that is never a fun day. So
Fridays have not been fun as of late when it comes to those news, man.
They've
been coming down on Fridays as of late. It's like, holy crap.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one for sure. That's the least fun day at the office. So wishing our best to all the talent as they move forward. And we will move forward in our post show here. Guys, get in those super chats and humper chats. You guys have been so good to us. Bad Robot, who's the best Rosie from the Jetsons in the whole wide world, saying, Happy Friday, favorite post show. Do you know if the women's tag titles float between shows? This way, Jade and Bianca can be on both shows. Well, I would hope all three. I would love to see them do some work in NXT as well. I believe the champions are supposed to float a little bit. If the tag belts for the women don't float, I don't know what the heck we're doing. I would imagine those will float the most, I would hope. I would hope. So we move on to what was my favorite match on the show, I think, because I just love the new catch republic. I love Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne so much against AOP. I gotta say, this theme though is not a Tecker theme. You guys, people gotta get locked into the Tecker thing. Okay.
Sure.
I feel like I brought it back to American television entirely. It definitely it doesn't have anything to do with the wrestlers. It was me saying Tecker over and over again on this post show that has brought us back to the limelight. It has nothing to do with New Catch Republic being a reference to catch training at all. It's purely me. So let me smarten you up, okay? This theme ain't it. Hard on Deaf Rebel. And I don't, a lot of people have been like calling for their heads, and I never wish for people to go out of jobs, but they got to do a better job. This is not very techery. This is not what Tecker sounds like at all. This was not it. Okay. This is not my Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne thing. Okay. But, but this match, however, kind of was. Now, I will say it felt a little long. I don't know if AOP have 10 minutes with guys that work like this in them
right
now, because they have not had consistent reps of length on television. They've had a lot more squash stuff. They've had inconsistent reps. They were thrown down in NXT. I would say their match with Axiom and Nathan Fraser on NXT was a little bit better than this of a showing, but these guys are a different animal, because you've got Tyler Bate, who will pick up one of these dudes, I think it was
Aiden,
and airplane spin him,
yeah,
put him down, and then do a shooting star press.
Yeah.
How is this dude that strong that he can lift up someone that big, spin him around a bunch of time, and be like, no bags, I'm just going to go ahead and do this running shooting star press. Not a problem. It's not just the strength. It's the fact that it looks effortless to him.
Sure.
What I see with Claudio when he just swings a guy from his feet 20 times and then he's like, no big deal. I can't even fathom the strength that that has. But
it's also a testament to, no pun intended, to, you know, AOP, that for gentlemen that are the size of water buffaloes, they can literally they have the agility, their own core strength,
yes,
to be able to safely make this happen. You know what I'm saying? Because they're athletes, and they not are. Everyone could do stuff like this, people, and not anyone has body control like they might have in that ring as well. Okay. So great dance between both of them, by the way.
Yeah, this was super, super fun. This ended, we got an interference spot from Cross grabbing Tyler Bate and putting him in that modified F5 thing that he does. But this ends with Dunne walking right into a Uranagi from Akam, Rezar tagging in, and you get the final chapter. We go home here. I love Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne so much. They're just a very 4-Kate tag team. There's very little that they do that I don't love. So very happy, but man, these themes are killing me. Every time someone says Tecker on American television, an angel gets its wings. Or like Zack Sabre Jr. gets to listen to a George Michael album on vinyl or something. Like it's whatever.
Sexy.
It's whatever.
That's sexy. Some of my bangs tonight, people.
Well, hold on. Nothing is sexy than our bangs tonight.
Let me fix mine. I can't believe you said I aged backwards when I did my bangs.
You did. It's giving like little kid after baseball practice. I love it.
Let's do it. I like that.
So we move on to what was a really interesting development in the bloodline. I really feel like this Roman absence has been so much more productive than his other absences because he doesn't have the title. This was so good. Paul Heyman doing such great work. I've said it time and time again. I've loved him as like cartoonish Paul Heyman. This version of Paul Heyman to me, infinitely more valuable. But we have Aldis just immediately being like, request denied, Paul Heyman. We're not going to cancel the bloodline match versus Randy and Kevin Owens. But Heyman is happy to let them know like what's going to happen to Owens and Randy, and says that's going to be on Nick Aldis's conscience if he doesn't cancel the match. I love these manipulative tactics from Heyman coming back up. Aldis asks if that's by orders of the tribal chief. Paul Heyman doesn't really take too kindly to that. And he admits that not only has he not spoken to Roman Reigns since WrestleMania, that pulling Roman Reigns out of the draft was his call, and that the bloodline's in a tough spot right now, and Roman can't be associated with what's going on here in the draft. I loved that so much. It makes it so interesting.
Yeah.
And yeah, then we have...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
All good. I'll just wrap up this segment, kind of. He essentially says, hey, you wanna pull these guys out? You go on Randy and Kevin Owens' show, the RKO show, and you talk them out of it. So I love, again, Nick Aldis establishing authority, saying, you can go do that. You can go try if you want to. Have some fun. We'll get into the talk show in a second, but this backstage I thought was so effective. I love where these next chapters of the Bloodline stuff is going. I'm having a ton of fun with it. What did you think?
I'm 100% behind you. And it's crazy how it's evolving even after we thought it was done.
Yeah.
This whole Bloodline thing has now turned into we've had B stories for the Bloodline. So I want to say this is probably their D story right now, because they had the whole Jays, the Usos debacle. They had, everything else happening within the Bloodline with Sammy. Like, they've had multiple stories. So this being their like D to E story is pretty, pretty interesting. And, you know, seeing Paul Heyman not self-implode yet is kind of cool. When he dropped that little nugget, I was like, okay, this is where we're going. Okay.
It's going to be so interesting when Roman returns, because is he going to stand up for Heyman? Are we going to get Solo Sikoa spiking Paul Heyman? Like, what is this going to look like? And will Roman go about it on his own, or will Heyman kind of turn with him, or will Heyman be gone for a while and come back and represent someone else? Like, there's so many possibilities here that I think are so interesting, but this continues to develop in a really refreshed way, and I love it. We still haven't seen Jacob Fatu in this either, so I'm interested to see. I'm assuming that's where he's going to show up. He is signed. So we've seen Tama Tonga. We have not seen Jacob Fatu. I'm wondering if that is something maybe we get tomorrow. We will find out. We will find out. But we move on to what was, I'm going to say, a very charming segment. This RKO show was where I liked the crowd being so vocal. It got a little much at the end, but this was so much fun. Randy Orton could not, he's someone you can very much tell when he's interested and disinterested in what's happening. He was so heartwarmed by the reaction to his theme. I'm very happy that they let him keep his theme for a lot of reasons, largely because he wanted to, but you can tell like how organic and in the moment his reaction was. Kevin Owens comes out after that. He's a Canadian boy. He can speak French. So this was all very fun in the intro of it. They kind of play with the crowd for a little bit. And Owens says, I didn't want guests, but he says he's getting like this crazy ex-girlfriend treatment, basically. Paul Heyman's calling him at 4 a.m. And he doesn't introduce him. Paul Heyman introduces himself. And this is what it really got me. Paul Heyman had a little bit of a smirk on his face when the crowd reacted to him. And that was so cool to me, because that guy's been doing this forever. And for him to be like taking all this in and not even able to hide his emotion, that just warmed my heart. I love moments like that. But Randy and KO joke about how long Randy has had to wait to RKO him and invites him to the ring. Paul Heyman thinks a little bit better of it. We get some "We want Roman" chants, and then Heyman says, out of respect for Randy and KO, they stepped to Roman with the title, which I loved. He says, Kevin Owens, you had multiple title matches with Roman Reigns. Randy, you had your shot too, and he respects them for challenging that. But the rules for Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga are very different, and Randy just flat out calls him trash. And Kevin Owens says, why would they sit there and take advice from you? Everything is falling apart. I love Kevin Owens so much. He always does this. He always pulls the logic into the situation. He's like, wise man, not so wise, turns out. And Randy asks who the real tribal chief is. And Heyman says, well, there can only be one tribal chief. You get Tama Tonga and Solo attacking. And you get a little go-home brawl here. very go homey, but God, do I love Kevin Owens. Like, that guy just acknowledges everything. He'll acknowledge too when he turns face. He's like, I'm sorry I was being a dick before. Like, I just love him for that. And so does Sophie saying Kate with the best hair in the business. So I know her wrestling takes are good because her hair takes are great, but thank you, Sophie. KO and Randy just have the best chemistry. I need a sitcom of them just being best friends. I can't think of someone that Kevin Owens flat out has not had chemistry with in my life. Randy Orton plays up or down to how interested he is in working with someone. He seems very into this. He also seemed that way with Matt Riddle. So he might be just enjoying these tag team runs that he gets to go on. But Kevin Owens, man, just continues to be one of the most valuable people in wrestling. And I can't think of someone where I'm like, man, they didn't click. Like, it's just, he's so, so, so good at this. Very fun segment. I love this, like, Paul Heyman being stuck between a hard rock and a hard place thing. I think it's great. The segment was solid. Again, very go-homey, but that's okay because it's a go-home show.
So. Sure. I've said this in passing with Kevin Owens. I think this man could do no wrong in any segment. He, since the day he stepped up into the, you know, WWE world out of NXT and got in the face of John Cena and was stomping the crap out of the US title. I don't know if you guys remember that far
so
back.
Good.
Okay. I've obviously watched him when he was Kevin Steen and doing a bunch of other stuff in the independence and in Ring of Honor and doing all his things. But my God, when he stepped into the scene and he just was like this badass dude, even when he's a face to me, I'm always looking behind my back if I'm his partner, right? Because he looks like the type of person that'll just get unhinged immediately. And what better pairing to have with an unhinged person than with Randy Orton, who's also just like that. Someone you can never trust and turn your back up against. But I agree with you, man. Great segment. I think that these two, this is also keeping Randy safe, giving Randy longevity, and keeping him in the ring longer is by pairing him. He's done this now, where he's, you know, doing these little tag team things. And it's great to have him in the ring like this, especially with someone like Kevin Owens. I would 100% let this continue going and see how far it goes.
I agree. I am liking this tag run. I think it's a valuable use of both guys.
Yes.
They're not going to face Cody. They're both super babyface right
Correct.
Now.
Correct.
So let's do this. I think it's a super fun way to go about business. I really like it. And God, I'm just KO, man. Just the best.
Sure.
Apex saying, Paul knows Rock is the tribal chief. There's so many interesting places that The Rock can come back into this too on so many different fronts. I'm very intrigued to see if it's SummerSlam, if it's Saudi Arabia, what that all looks like. So we head back to the ring and we get LA Knight getting a monster pop. This was probably my favorite pop of the night because I think it took LA Knight by surprise. He still gets huge pops, but this was nuts. Very, very fun. And we get him and Angel of Legado coming out here. Loved what we had here. Predictable, but good enough. I love that we are moving on from LWO Legado. It got played out. So some really good stuff here, but predictable. We get LA Knight winning with the BFT, but he has to club down Humberto and spiking Angel before that happens. So I do like that Humberto was out there. Just logical things that make sense. This was, I don't want to say like, it was my least favorite match of the night because there wasn't anything wrong with it. It was just so predictable and LA Knight is
slow.
It was slow and he, like, LA Knight works in his wheelhouse really well. But, like, it was just so obvious the way that this was going to go.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So it wasn't bad, but after we get him and Santos jaw-jocking a little bit, and they both say that they are going to enter the King of the Ring tournament, I would love for Santos to win that. I actually think that's a very, very, very good move because I feel like it could do something to elevate him, because there's a lot of guys sniffing around the top of the card right now. He's kind of on that mid-card cusp, and I think him winning and him being so damn cool, like being Hispanic King of the Ring guy with the way that he does like his all of his gear and stuff, like him coming out with a crown on, like, let's go. I am here for that. So this should be really fun, but the match was just kind of there for me. Didn't wow me, but nothing bad, just nothing that stood out really.
You know, I want him to just be in a higher echelon, and by he I mean Carlos, right? Like, God, you know, you guys opened my eyes to him when he was in NXT.
He was unbelievable in a very weird environment.
My God, did he? You guys opened my eyes. I was like, wow, you know, why didn't I know about this guy beforehand? You know, been his biggest supporter now ever since, you know, since I started watching him. Man, do I really not want to see him kind of like get buried with LA Knight. LA Knight, his energy and the way that people treat him is so nuclear that I feel that it would just stomp the crap out of not only him, but also Legado as a whole. Yeah. You know, that's how big LA Knight's aura is, you know, that it can wipe down an entire faction. You know what I'm saying?
I do think the move is probably going to be for them to move to another faction war. So I don't know how long this is going to stick around, but for King of the Ring, like Santos Escobar versus LA Knight does feel like it would probably break toward LA Knight, but I don't know if I see LA Knight as King of the Ring guy. Like,
yeah, me either.
Too much. So my head says that breaks toward Santos, but
you never know with the way things are going in the E. I would love to see, because there's so much there that they can play on. El Rey, the king. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, they can go on forever with this stuff. Well, not forever, but you know, for the longevity, he's they can so really build some damn good stuff.
Cool.
If you put that little notch on his cap, you know what I'm saying, where he's El Rey. You know, I mean, God, I would love that.
What a little badass that move that would be. Like, what a little creative thing.
I might do the entire show in Spanish if he wins the freaking King of the Ring. I'm telling you right now.
You can do that. I'll just be like, yeah, the whole time. And I'll pick up the six words I know.
I have a program that'll just have subtitles underneath me as I talk.
That's perfect. That's perfect. I would love for there to be Spanish post shows. Maybe someday. But yeah, I'm all in on that idea. I would love a really cool King of the Ring. It's normally a very goofy and silly thing. Him coming out in the way that he styles himself with that,
I know. Oh,
he would look.
And I apologize. I was formulating my thoughts the right way when I first started talking about this, because I really love LA Knight as well, but I am such a big supporter of Carlos Escobar.
No, you know,
I was stuttering in the beginning, but that's because I really wanted to come across as not a hater towards LA Knight.
But Alex Cardoza shoots, you know, on LA Knight.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't need that man to go after me. You know what I'm saying? No,
he's you're right though, in that his presence is very big.
Oh, and Santos big time, is so man. Cool,
understated that you don't want it to be engulfed by that, though. That makes total sense. You know what else you don't want?
Oh.
Spend way too much money on pay-per-views. I love me some AEW, but they are like, we want you to shell out $50. Really, really.
I'm broke.
Well, I'll tell you what. A little bit cheaper if you got the old VPN in your corner. All right. And there's no better VPN in the game than Nord.
Buying pay-per-views on NordVPN.com/Fightful is going to enhance your pay-per-view buying process. Now, one subscription to NordVPN has so many different benefits, but if you're a big pay-per-view buyer like myself, UFC, boxing, pro wrestling, all that good stuff, any combination of the three, if they're doing a fight circus or something like that, this subscription will pay for itself after one or two pay-per-view buys. Change your virtual location, pay for it at the prices that other people are paying for it in the UK, in Australia, etc., etc. And you can get different interfaces. Maybe you don't like Peacock and you want to check out the WWE Network the way that it used to be, the way that it was designed to be, the easy navigation, so on and so forth. Maybe you want to watch AEW without commercials. Maybe there's some other overseas services that you can't subscribe to and you want access to them. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that with a great deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Even better, 24/7 tech support. So if you have trouble navigating any of it, they can help you out. Fastest VPN on the planet, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
NordVPN, one of the best supporters in the whole wide world of Fightful. And legitimately one of the best services that you can get. And a monster discount with the code Fightful.
They're great. I bought like the 4-year plan using, you know, Fightful, and I'm covered. I go to airports. I'm in public. I do a lot of work in public. So it's good to have that protection, especially if you're like, you know, doing transactions of any type. Yeah. Not saying that I'm doing transactions, not on the road, you know what I'm saying? But clavicles don't sleep.
clavicles don't sleep is like a top 10 thing you've ever said on the show.
But yeah, so and the fact that I'm able to watch, you know, television from other places and perhaps cheaper pay-per-views. And I did say this last time. I got Hulu for free on Disney Plus because of it.
That's right. Good stuff. All the savings. Keep adding up with NordVPN.com code Fightful. Guys, get in your super chats and humper chats. We are headed down the home stretch here. We've just got our tag match and our main event segment to talk about here, but send it a couple of bucks to talk at us with questions or statements like Meet Normus does, who says, update, Cargill Meat Solution has recalled 16,000 pounds of ground beef. Flags are at half mast at the meat castle. May Gabagool be with all of us and with your spirit. And with your spirit, Meat Normus.
I apologize for that meat.
We got asked, Alex, this is before your time, but we got asked today on the Q&A when, like, Alex knew that I was going to be a really good fit for Sour Graps, and when I knew that we had, like, had lightning in a bottle, and he was like, I knew you would be a good fit when I saw you, like, technically before I joined Fightful. I did a very silly thing on a show that Jeremy and Joe Hulbert had called The Distraction. It was a my rendition of the Pipe Bomb promo right before CM Punk came back. But he was like, the moment I knew it was perfect was when I had a Gabagool mask that I brought to the NXT Halloween post show. And he was like, this woman glued meat to a mask for the show. Like, we are speaking the same language. So we had a lot of fun on that Q&A. Check it out if you're a Fightful Select subscriber. And if you're not one, I hate you. No, I'm just kidding. Consider subscribing, because you can just subscribe to the free tier. And I'll tell you what, at least you're getting accurate news there. There's nobody else bastardizing what we're trying to say about very important topics. Mm-hmm. So that is a very good.
And it's cheaper than a cup of coffee, my friends.
Yeah, and the free tier is cheaper than anything.
Because, you know, prices are going up, inflation is crazy, but Fightful is here to stay.
$54 a year, too, if you want to do the annual subscription.
Jesus, listen to that.
Just saving you money all over the place for accurate news. No bigs.
You watch wrestling all year round, friends. You spend money like crazy. You want accurate news and you want things that matter. FightfulSelect.com.
Are those enough? But guys, we got our world tag team title match with the prettiest belts that the program has. Yes. A-Town Down Under versus the Street Profits. I don't know why this match didn't work for me, because everything about it makes sense. It's so weird. I was sitting there like, why didn't this work for me? The way it's agented made sense. The wrestling was good. Like, I don't know why, because like 80% of this was the Street Profits getting an offense. And normally I wouldn't like that, but the heels on this are chicken shit heels. It makes sense. I don't know why I didn't like it. Like, I'm sitting here telling you that the way it was laid out is fundamentally sound. I think it still felt like maybe the Street Profits got too much offense in, that maybe the champions looked a little too weak. But also, like, they're chicken shit heels. They shouldn't get in a ton of offense. They're mostly running away here, but I don't know. I can't tell you what about it didn't click for me, because everything that they did made sense. Like, it was like an 80-20 split on the faces to the heels. These are the type of heels that would run away and avoid contact. Montez Ford is a freak athlete. Angelo Dawkins is great. I have no idea why this didn't click in. It just didn't. I don't have a wrestling criticism about it that makes sense with me not liking it. See, Orion Ben saying Kate just got burnt out on Tyler Bate being a superhuman. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe I already saw my techers earlier in the show. But I like all four of these guys. There was a really incredible spot with a nice double suplex in this, and also Montez Ford with a top rope back elbow into a back suplex. That, what an incredible athlete that guy is. But ultimately, Grayson Waller with that rolling flatliner behind the ref's back and the three count. I wish how I felt about the match and my wrestling analysis lined up. Occasionally, and it's very rare, those things don't happen, but I just didn't love it. I can't give you a wrestling reason as to why. Alex, help me make sense of this.
Hey, I'm the same way. So we spoke about this earlier. I was like, all right, cool. We got the Street Profits coming back. I'm hyped. It's just something about this team, unfortunately. I don't know what it is. I couldn't. The match felt very dull, unfortunately, for me. Like, there was no, there's no like real hype and buildup as to, like, you know, why would you want to keep the titles, unfortunately, on A Town Down Under? You know, like, I thought that was the right time and the right place. I don't know why, for them to lose it right before Backlash. I don't care. Like, just let the crowd have it. They're freaking going crazy, you know, all night long. And it's just, if the whole match just fell on deaf ears, especially, like, I don't know why. It was boring.
Yeah, I wasn't into it. I think what it partly was like the Street Profits part was great. Like,
yes,
Angelo and Montez are incredible. But maybe it was just the inevitability that I knew they weren't going to win. And I think it was just a little too lopsided. Like, maybe it felt like they didn't feel like it made the tag team champions look weak, even though character wise it made sense. But I'll tell you what. Here's someone who's going to tell you everything that didn't make sense on the show. Or at least four things. Because Alex Pulaski joins us for his sour fower. Hi, Alex. I can't believe you're not sick of me after a two-hour Q&A show with me earlier.
No.
Take your shirt off and give it to me, sir.
I won't. Isn't it awesome? Select your turtle.
I freaking love that shirt. That when I didn't see you
old,
on it.
Old, it's old school. I already did sour graps. I started at a half hour after you guys did, and I'm done with it, because there's nothing on the show to talk about. This was the go homiest show that ever returned to its place of residence. Like, it is like, just, I mean, the listen, hey, the French love it. What can I say? The French have been trained to accept whatever they're being given. God bless them. But
they've literally never gotten this before.
They're so excited to have anything that they're lapping it up. Tomorrow might be the worst pay-per-view card that WWE has presented in 10 years.
Wow.
What's on it?
The women's tag titles.
AJ Styles match.
The women's tag titles are going to switch in a match that's 9 minutes long.
Oh boy.
Like,
I think Cody and AJ will be good, just inevitable.
Just inevitable, which to me is a giant. This is all coming from me, you understand?
That is very true.
A giant downgrade. There's no matches where I feel like I care or I don't know who's going to win. Like,
that's fair.
Sometimes I care, even though I'm pretty sure I know who's going to win. But at least I care about watching it. I don't care. Sure. Some people in my chat were trying to convince me that I didn't see Jey Uso versus Damian Priest 1,100 times in the fall. I saw it all over the, like, maybe not in singles matches, but in tag matches over and over and over and over. It's the same damn shit. They only do the same fucking five moves. It's like, I've seen it. I'm not going to be doing the yeet. Nobody's doing the yeet in my household, so I don't care.
No one's yeeting in your house?
Like, I just, okay, so, but that was not a bad card, I don't think, going into it. It just turned out to be terrible. Like, just five matches, and none of them have any degree of doubt or, like, build. Like, AJ versus Cody could have been great, but it was like,
yes.
I don't know, fine, cool. Like, Cody's going to win for sure, but, like, I don't feel like this is important to either of them. So, you know what I mean? Like, it just feels blah.
Do you have four things?
I do. I do have four things.
Well, let's talk about the four, because that's actually a good segue, because we just have the main event segment to talk about.
Great. Well, that's your main. Cody Rhodes and AJ Styles just had a contract signing last week. That's a face-to-face. Today.
Yeah, no, this is a cop-out. That's what I was going to say. You can't do a contract signing and a face-to-face 2 weeks in a row. That's the same thing.
They did a contract signing last week. It's a face-to-face. Tonight, they did a face-to-face. Today, earlier today, at a press conference thingy, they did a face-to-face. That's two face-to-faces in the same day. That's face-to-face-to-face-face. That's too many faces. That's four faces.
Wait, Alex, turn toward me. Let's do a face-to-face.
The other way.
Okay.
Face-to-face. Hold on. I'm going to put up a two sweet. You try to two sweet me, then I'll slap you. Because that's the whole damn build. All of it. That's it. That's the whole damn build. The distraction finish is bad enough, but I'm sick of them trying to tell me that super strong thighs the size of fucking like prize pumpkins, Tyler Bate is going to struggle to lift a 285-pound man on his shoulders. Like, just the, oh my God, Tyler Bate has lifted one half of the AOP onto his shoulder. That's a miracle is what that is. No one's ever, that's a feat of strength only Superman could provide. Like, just, it's a fuck, we know it. If he put both guys on his shoulders, then maybe I'd be surprised, I'd be, just level it, like, I'm just, every time John Cena, I remember watching match John Cena versus Baron Corbin, where they treated John Cena lifting 270-pound Baron Corbin onto his shoulders. Like it was like Moses parting the Red Sea.
Well,
but John Cena has lifted Baron Corbin onto his shoulders. How is that even possible?
Well, we talked about this earlier, and you and I talked about it in DMs, that, like, to me, it's the fact that Tyler Bate does that, like, it's no big deal, and then is like, I'm just going to hit a shooting star press after real quick.
Right. Like, that's the thing, is he can do all that stuff, but they make him be like, I'm going to struggle, and then the commentary is like, oh, I don't think he'll be able to do it. He won't be able to. Oh, my God, he's done it! Like, I mean, just, come on, Wade. Leave, just. Okay. Is that two? I don't know. There's enough.
It's two.
When have you ever seen an eight-person tag match where the entrances are two for the face side, four for the heel side, and two more for the face
side?
Yeah,
that was weird.
I literally had a series of mini strokes trying to, like, figure out how to, like, retcon what I was told at the beginning. This is an eight-woman tag match. And then it's Bayley. And then it's Naomi. And then it's Tiffany. I was like, oh, it must be actually just a regular tag match, and they misannounced it. And then after came in, then three more women came in and added it, so it looked like it was going to be Bayley and Naomi versus four women. And I was like, it's a 2-on-4 handicap match. That's nothing like what you announced. And then two more women came in, and I couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't take it.
Thank you, Tim McPowell, for saying that this segment deserved some money. It's because it did.
That's the CMLL interest matrix. Awesome. Great. That's not how it works on normal American TV. It just isn't. And my final part of the sour fower. We all need to manifest this together. Just everybody within the sound of my voice, manifest this with me. It is a criminal offense that they are not calling them RKOKO. I I need it. Why tonight? You can't just do the KO show with an R at the beginning. Just RKO KO show. It's perfect. Like, do it. It's great. They should win the tag titles, but only if they're called RKO KO. I don't want to see them together ever again if they're just RKO. I don't want to see it. It's not good enough.
It deserves more money. I at least be the RK show. Like, the RKO show was.
Yeah.
That was silly. I mean,
come on.
That was silly.
Come on. All right. Cool. Well, see everybody tomorrow when we review the most.
Just the most medium pay per view. Elimination Chamber felt like this too.
I just feel like, for me, and Elimination Chamber is a good show. At least it had the actual Elimination Chamber matches.
Matches,
on it.
Yeah. But we knew who were going to win them.
But it's a major show with a major gimmick match attached to it.
Yeah, Backlash is just like this is Backlash leftovers.
Backlash last year had the Bad Bunny match. France has nothing.
That's true.
who's a famous French person? Get that person to wrestle a match. I don't know who's famous in French right
René
now.
René Dupri? Wait, no.
There you go. I mean, is he right now? Is he famous? I don't know. Is there
a
famous French footballer? Like,
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Somebody. So just somebody. Is there anybody who in France who makes good music? I don't know. Daft Punk. Daft Punk is French. Daft Punk in a tag match this Judgment Day.
They're going to come out singing Around the World
for 40 minutes. They could wear the friggin' helmets and just headbutt everybody. Like, that's it. There you go.
I'll do you one better. CM Punk goes to a bakery in France. Oh.
And he shouts them out on a press conference.
He just has
a patisserie that comes with him to like present
the
pre-show panel with a bunch of friggin' croissants and other different
Spindrift.
Yeah,
I like it.
No, yeah. Oh, there we go. Daft Punk versus Awesome Truth. There you go. That's perfect.
Amazing.
That's
a sellout.
R-Truth trying to figure out who's under the masks because he's sure it's somebody famous who used to be a wrestler who's probably now dead.
Or he thinks it's like, instead of Daft Punk, it's like
or they're aliens.
Daft Grunge or something because he never knows. He gets it all confused.
He said, oh, they're aliens.
They're aliens. They would look like aliens. The truth. True. We think they were literally.
He'd probably think it was.
We're fighting for the galactic tag team championships or something. You know what I mean? Listen, I just feel like if you're going to do these international shows, you should pull out the stops and give them the best thing they can possibly have. And
I think that's fair.
It doesn't feel like they're doing that with this.
No,
show.
It almost feels like the opposite. It almost feels like they know the crowd is going to be hot, so that they didn't put as much of an effort behind it. But it is also hard when it's like WrestleMania sloppy seconds as an entire pay-per-view concept. But
right. This also makes me worry we're not going to get even Gunther on the card at Bash in Berlin. Like, I don't even know.
Don't say that.
You called Backlash sloppy seconds. I'm going to make that into a shirt.
Sloppy seconds. Sloppy seconds.
You know what? It's a great idea that I said that on the internet. I'm sure that won't backfire at all. Mm-hmm.
Yep. There you go. All right. Cool.
If you want to see me and Alex being unhinged tomorrow, join us on Fightful Select. We will have your Backlash post show Sour Grap style. Denise and Reg and Phil are three relatively normal people.
Yeah.
Alex and I are not. Choose your fighter.
Uh-huh. I know which show is going to have the most fun. That's
for damn sure.
So you come have the fun with us.
Hell yeah. Join us on Fightful Select at probably around like 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. We also decided there's going to be at least 1 hour of Peacock commercials on a show with five matches on it tomorrow.
There's a very strong possibility that our review is like 45 minutes and we play video games at the end. So just join us there.
Yeah, possible. Cool. All right.
Thank you, Alex.
I'm going to leave now.
Hell yeah.
Goodbye!
We'll see you tomorrow. What a lad.
What a man.
What a man. And coming in at a great time, too, because we were just about to do our go-home segment. Just in the nick of time, he said, I'm going to precede the main event, which is this face-to-face, and I had the same criticism written down. You cannot do a face-to-face and a contract signing in back-to-back weeks. That is the highest form of cheating. No, you just had a face-to-face where you signed a thing. This is now just a face-to-face without signing a thing. That doesn't work for me. But you have Cody hyping up AJ Styles, saying that he watched him when he grew up. And AJ Styles basically says, don't give me that shit. All right, he said, I'm still in my prime. And he kind of goes into this weird thing of like, you left on purpose to make yourself. I was denied to make myself. And I was like, that feels contradictory to what we got last week, where they both had this common thread of, we both made ourselves outside WWE to get here. Feels like they tried to 180 that, and that didn't really work for me. But AJ says that he was denied until he finally made it here. And Cody says, just, you don't have to tear down my accomplishments to make yourself feel better, you tiny little baby boy. And AJ says, a backlash. He's reminding everyone why he's phenomenal. And the crowd gets a chance to sing here. They do hijack the segment quite a bit. And Cody asks AJ who he's trying to convince by saying that he's going to remind everyone he's phenomenal, the crowd or himself. Cody's trying his best with this. And to me, it felt like Cody, for the past couple of weeks with AJ, was doing what great baby faces do, which is this thing of, if you beat nobody, you beat nobody. If my opponent doesn't feel very important when we go into this feud, it doesn't matter that I beat them because they're a nobody. So I feel like he's really been trying to build AJ Styles up so that when he beats him, it feels like something important happened. It's just weird because AJ Styles won this in a mini tournament thing, and the person he won it against, he was in a blood feud with previously. So the pacing of this just felt kind of weird. I have high expectations for the match because I think in ring they'll do some really wonderful stuff. But this is just, doesn't have that main event bite. It doesn't have that first title defense Cody Rhodes excitement behind it for me. Again, my expectations ring-wise very high, but I don't know. Just not there for me in this build. What did you think?
First of all, I love the crowd. I think the crowd was great. We've gotten 72,000 messages about the crowd tonight. I don't like it when it becomes distracting like it did at the end there, but yeah. that's where I'll leave it. It was just, it took me completely out of the entire segment. Like, I literally just turned around and went to go fill my cup of water. When I came back to it, it was already over. He had bitch slapped him. You know, that was pretty much it.
At home.
It did the old show and pony thing with daddy issues, talking about daddy. Everyone wants you because of your dad. These old lines are just so bad as right now. I wish they would just move away from just talking about that, because it's unfortunately making me not like Cody, because that's all they go to all the time. So other than that, I told you this when it was first announced a couple weeks ago. I have no hype for this. I'm sure the match will be okay. But outside of that, we already know that this man's not going to lose the damn title. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't feel like he's going to go in there and it's going to be a threat. Not at all. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's kind of the case with all first title defenses too. Like, Swerve and Christian, I know who's going to win, right?
Of course.
At Double or Nothing. But I also think you're going to see the women main event for the first time in AEW history. So I think that's a nice offset. But it definitely does lessen the hype. Definitely lessens the hype.
I mean, I could get behind a story. I'll watch him create something beautiful in the ring. But even that is lacking right now. Like, it's all been verbal stuff, which is okay. You want to wait till fight. At the very end, at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, you don't want them to touch beforehand, but
But it's just, it hasn't been it, unfortunately.
Meet Normus wishing Will Washington a happy one-year anniversary at AEW. We love Will Washington. Everyone thinks that, we'll talk about Scoops, but honestly, we talk about Ninja Turtles more than anything, so it's fine, but... Our best to Will Washington always, just one of the best people in this business on the podcasting side or that you could have backstage, I think. Just a genuinely awesome dude. So our love to Will, always, always, always doing great stuff in AEW. Looking forward to what we get in ring tomorrow. Pay-per-view I'm not super, super hyped for, but it's wrestling, baby. I'm not complaining. Free wrestling for me? Hell yeah. Let's do it. We're going to talk about it on Fightful Select. Me and Pulowski. He's going to be cranky about it. I'm going to laugh about it and also be a little bit cranky, but we're going to have a lot of fun behind there. Grapsody plus Denise on the main. Hey, Under Siege was tonight for TNA. They're going to roll that into the Thursday review because we have so much going on, and Joel was a little bit beat for kind of a throwaway special. So that's what's going on in TNA world. But Alex, what's going on in your world before we get out of here? Where can the people
find Hey, you? Good people of the intranet. You can follow me at HTTP. No, you can hit me up on Instagram, Alexis Cardoza. Hit the link in bio for a little spicy goodness. Hey. And follow me on everything and everything else that's good in the world. Yeah, man, just here having a good time. Oh, and shout out to my people over at Beacon, man. This beautiful little mic that you see here and this sound that you are hearing comes from my good people over at Beacon. If you guys are looking to get into podcasting or anything, go check it out. And I usually have a link in my bio so you guys can save some good money to get yourself some stuff if you want to start podcasting, bro.
Hell yeah. You're going to see me with a very similar setup coming up.
And you have one?
And a peach wall. So that'll be
look at you.
But there'll be more information on from the good people at Beacon coming up very, very soon. Now that I'm have reliable internet in what's actually my podcast studio. So God bless for that. But we're gonna get out of here. Have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. We'll see you tomorrow during the afternoon on the East Coast. What a wonderful deal that is for people that have to review the show. So we appreciate you so much. Have a great weekend. We're out of here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.